You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to Friday evening's action in Dundalk, the usual Friday evening fair to come there. My name is Mark Walton and joining me on the line is William Hill Radio's Irish racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
It's a very good afternoon to you, Mark.
Are you well, sir?
I'm very well, yes.
Good, good man. What do you make of Dundalk this Friday?
Very competitive, Mark. Yeah, big field, which is great. And as we've said for the last two or three weeks, a lot of these horses now are beginning to run on a regular basis. So that makes life a little bit more easier. But that said, there is a couple of tricky maidens in there where a lot of horses have been off for a long time. So we've got a bit of continuity and a bit of guesswork.
Variety is the spice of life, though, isn't it?
It keeps on the toes.
It does. Good stuff. Right, let's get stuck into the first race on Friday evening. It's the 5:30, and we start here with a rated race over a mile. 14 runners here, Andy, in the opener. So quite a competitive start to the card.
Yeah, obviously doing this earlier than normal. I haven't got the prices in front of me, which makes life a little bit more tricky. It certainly means I'm going for horses that I think are likely to be nicely priced. You'd certainly have to respect a great wide open in this race. He's been knocking at the door of late, and I presume there'll be good money for him. He's been sent off fairly short in the betting on his last two or three starts. And obviously, Hat Al Nasser definitely comes into the equation as well. But the horse that beat Hat Al Nasser last time out, much to my anguish, was Northern Surprise from the Timothy Doyle stable. Now, I don't think there was anything fluky about that performance, because the clock tells me that it was a sensation effort by this four-year-old, who's obviously shipped up here for the first time. He obviously got on really well with this all-weather terrain. And there's a half a chance that he might improve again, because he does stay beyond 7 furlongs as well. Of course, he's a winner over a mile. He could have done with a slightly better draw, but that said, Hat Al Nasser's got an even worse one. So I'd expect him perhaps to beat Mickey Halford's Charge again. And the other one, of course, to mention favourably is Heavyweight. Also, that I've managed to get beat on its last two starts, having won a 7-furlong handicap back in October. Got a pretty modest ride off Kevin Maninoff, to be fair. It was probably a little bit more unlucky more than anything else next time, and was a little bit too far back here over a mile and a half the last day. Dropping back to a mile, could well see that Heavyweight, if he gets a strongly run race, could easily pick these off down the lane, because he is a bit of a strong finisher. Maybe this might end up being his right trip. But yeah, nice little race to start with here. I'd have to stick obviously two up against the field, not seeing the prices, and that would be Northern Surprise and Heavyweight.
Couple against field then for Andy in the opening race. The second race on the card is the 6 o'clock, and this one is a nursery handicap over a mile. Therefore, it's for the two-year-olds. We've got a field of 10 here, Andy, and similar to a maiden, I suppose, because none of the runners have won a race.
Yeah, none of these have won a race, so that nasty little race of punters. But there is a standout horse in this race for me, and I presume there'll be good money for him as well. And that's Oscar Dominguez, who's had 3 runs here at Dundalk, very much to get his eye in. First of all, behind Power Struggle in the first time, Tong Tai, were not overly well fancied. Then he finished 5th behind Aspen Mountain in a very good maiden, which obviously contained the likes of Red Rana and Alifontis, who runs later on the card. There was a couple who were in that in this race tonight who were well beaten back in the pack. But it was a big eye-catching run last time out, which draws me to this Aidan O'Brien trained individual this evening. In a very hot maiden last time out, he finished behind, once again, the aforementioned Red Rana, in one of the fastest run maidens I've got here for quite some time, certainly in keeping with all the best mile races I've got of late. Certainly think it was an above average affair, and Oscar Dominguez, having broken well, drifted back through the pack in the hands of Anna O'Brien to be left rather stranded towards the back end of the field turning for home, but did not finish off its race very, very eye-catchingly to finish a never nearer fifth, doing some quite good sectional times down the lane. Now, I have Mark of 70, I do think this horse is going to be very competitive here tonight. The trip should be fine. We know, obviously, it handles the track. And Donnacha O'Brien takes over from Anna tonight. I presume that's the jockey arrangements that means that Oscar Dominguez will be the more fancied of the two. So hopefully this colt buys off any tonight, will get his chance, and be the green light will very much replace the red light, And he's probably what I could say one of my strongest views in the 6 o'clock.
Strong view from Andy then in the 6 o'clock. The 6.30 is the third race on the card. This one is a Big Bad Bob Maiden, Division 1 of this race, over 7 furlongs. A full field of 14 to go to post. And quite a tricky race, Andy, given that there's relatively little standout form on offer.
Yeah, it's a fairly weakish-looking maiden here, isn't it? Obviously, we've got a few choice representatives. Mickey Halford's got one in here. Aidan O'Brien's got one. And obviously, David Watchman along with Andrew Oliver. That Crashman Wallet could be an interesting horse first time out. Definitely worth keeping an eye on that one, particularly being by McFish, who could be quite useful. But the one with the best form and the only one I could really go with any degree of confidence is In Her Stride, who ran here in the early part of October. And quite a decent maiden. It was a bit of a muddling race in all said and done, but I like the way this horse finished off its race in the latter stages behind Embryo, of course, who was very heavily back from the Halford stable. Back in third was a horse called Scatterling from the John Murphy stable. And of course, Scatterling lowered the colours of Twin Falls here back in November, much to the shock of odds on punters. So you can say that form has worked out reasonably well, certainly well enough to suggest that In Her Stride could be competitive in a race like this. She's by an all-weather sire, or certainly a sire that will appreciate the surface. And of course, she's drawn in stall one as well. And of course, David Watchman had a winner of a maiden here a couple of weeks ago in the shape of Love Potion. So his string is obviously in very good form. So all things said and done, I would go with the form horse here, In Her Stride.
In Her Stride, Frandy, there then in the 6.30. The 7 o'clock is the fourth race on the card. It's Division 2 of this Big Bad Bob Maiden over 7 furlongs. A 2-year-old maiden as well. You've just mentioned the form there of Twin Falls behind Scatterling. Andy, Twin Falls runs in this race. Is she the one that you'd start with here, Andy?
Well, I certainly think she will start favourite here, or close to favourite, courtesy of a rating of 82. She's run reasonably well on the last two starts. Although she was beaten, of course, when she was a big odds on failure here last time out, that Scatterling beater here the last day. So she might well be vulnerable here. And if she is going to be, then it might well be Alphonsus who's the one that steps up to the plate and causes the shock of sorts. I like the way this horse's profile is going in an upward direction. He was a good six on debut in a decent main at Leopardstown beyond Tamiza. And then well backed here the last day. He somehow managed to finish out the frame, but I didn't think he had the most luckiest of passages down the straight. He may have finished third or even second on another night, but that maiden certainly looked a hot one. The time figure suggests it was. The winner was well back from the David Watchman camp, Aspen Mountain. And most notably, the unlucky horse in the race, Red Ranner, of course, who I tipped up here the other week, landed a huge gamble, was very much on the premises as well. So if you're finished in and around where Red Ranner has, then you've got to be half a decent horse. And John Ox certainly is capable of winning a race of this nature with a horse like this. So, obviously not seeing the betting here, but I presume that Alphonsus will be put in second favourite, then he could well be a bit of value.
Potentially a bit of value there then in the 7 o'clock. The 7.30 is race number 5 on the card. This one is a 7 furlong handicap for 3-year-olds and older. We've got a field of 10 in the lineup here, Andy, and some real Dundalk specialists, plenty arriving here in pretty good form as well. So, quite a good race to look forward to the 7.30.
Yeah, this one's the most keenly contested and competitive race on the card. You could probably give 4 or 5 a chance here, depending on obviously how the race is run. Turgaville didn't get the run of the race for him here last week when he was shoved out wide and he didn't get to the front. Certainly dangerous to write him off. Sean, he's been in great form from the David Marnane stable of late third, of course, behind Grey Daniel. Been a very fast run race here last week. Stepping back up in trip, I'm sure he'll run a good bit better. Bish and Betty finally laid the ghost to rest of several unlucky performances here the last day, but I've just got a sneaky feeling he wants a mile nowadays. I think 7 furlongs is a bit too short for him. So that leads me on to Reckless Lad. You often find here at Dundalk throughout the winter that there's always one horse that improves rapidly through the ranks, starts up from humble beginnings and keeps defying the handicapper. And I've got a feeling that this gelding can do so again tonight. He started off this early part of the campaign off a mark of 71. He now finds himself off a perch of 89, courtesy of a scintillating performance here at the back end of last month when he absolutely toyed with Chestnut Fire, so much so that I certainly think he's capable of defying his new mark. He's just in a really good place at the moment. He travels really strongly. He's very adaptable from 7 furlongs to a mile. And he's got a decent draw as well. I presume Wayne Lorden will just drop him in quite nicely behind a strong pace here. So Reckless Lad continues on an upward curve and hopefully his progression hasn't stopped yet.
Reckless Lad then, Frandy, in the 7.30. Moving on to the 8 o'clock next, which is race 6 on the card. And this one is a mile and a half maiden, another big field maiden as well. 14 of them in the post here, Andy. So who would you recommend in the 8 o'clock?
Yeah, Yeah, there's only really two horses that stand out here that can be talked upon with any glowing terms, and that's Presenting Julio and, of course, Rock on Rosie, who both finished second and third, respectively, in their maidens recently. They weren't particularly strong contests, but in all fairness, neither is this either. Dennis Cullen's Presenting Julio is third behind Automated in quite a strongly run affair. A reproduction of that run certainly would see that sort of presenting there or thereabouts. But I'm going to go with Adrian Joyce's charge at Rock on Rosie, who is similarly running on quite nicely behind Neatly Put here on its all-weather debut. And, of course, back in third was Presenting Julio. So with just normal improvement here, you'd imagine that she'd uphold the foot form. I like the way she went through the line that day. She was doing all her best work at the end. And it's quite a competitive affair. Certainly, you know, no worse than this one. I can't see any dangerous floaters here. There's nothing from the unraced brigade that I'm particularly worried about. So I'd probably have to go with Rock on Rosie. Prior to that, of course, that run on the all-weather, she'd been in good form over hurdles. So it wasn't as if that run was a total flash in the pan. So Rock on Rosie, confident choice there to run a big race in the 8 o'clock.
Another confident choice then, Frandy, this time in the 8 o'clock. And the 8.30 is the penultimate race. This one is an apprentice handicap over a mile and a quarter. Field of 14 to go to post here as well, Andy. Some in-form runners, plenty of Dundalk form on offer as well. So how do you figure out the 8.30?
Yeah, this one's a real trappy one, to be honest, Mark. I haven't got a dogmatic view. You know, Tortoise, not gold, not silver, tying quite neatly together on their second and first and second here the last day. You've got Artus Celeb, who's been knocking at the door, and it's two starts here on the all-weather. Temekasekskar, Brocopondo. And you took into the mix my sneaky little one for this race, Angel's Gift, and you've got a really competitive affair that could go either way of five or six. I'm just going to go with this filly because she caught my eye here last time out when she stepped up in trip for the first time out behind Brocopondo. She was last turning in for home, but she did not finish her race off quite neatly in the end. So it certainly suggests she's worth another go over this trip today. And the penny might have just dropped with this horse and included with that Mickey Halford, who's obviously been campaigning over a distance way too short for her. And like I say, given the way that she excelled down the lane last time, there's half a chance that she'll repeat the dough. So in a really wide out nasty event, hopefully Angel's Gift will give us a decent run for our money.
Angel's Gift there then in the 8.30. And the final race is the 9 o'clock. We finish here with a handicap over a mile and a quarter. This one's for three-year-olds and older, a field of 13 to go to post for the finale. And we'll start here with Ringside Humour, Andy. Two runs at Dundalk, two runner-up efforts. Is it going to be third time lucky for her?
Yeah, every chance. Certainly once you've certainly got to factor into the equation. Anything that Jim Balder runs in these kind of races is always worth a second look. But the draw's a little bit off-putting for me, Mark. 13 of 13. She's going to have to use up some petrol from that wide post to even get involved in a little bit of cover. So that obviously counts against her chances. I presume it'll be another strongly run race here, courtesy of the old boy Charge. I say old, he's only five, but he's probably been around here that many times, he's almost like gone dizzy now. And he seems to be running back into form, Andrew Slattery's Charge, after a little bit of a time in the wilderness. But because there's going to be a strongly run race, that might just set it up for a closer. And I'm going to go with Brosnan here from the John 11 stable. This horse ran second behind the informed political policy here two starts ago. And that followed up the victory, of course, over Credit the Giver, a horse that I rate quite highly the time before. Was given a little bit too much to do when up to trip here the last day. They obviously held it up to try and preserve its stamina. But in the end, that backfired on connections because having been 11th at halfway, he was very much never near at the finish when he definitely needed to be on the speed. Hopefully he'll be getting a little bit more positive riding here tonight. And considering he's drawn in stall one, hopefully Kenny Leonard will get him out and a little bit closer to the front runners this time. So if he is ridden with a bit more positivity tonight, I'd imagine Brosnan would certainly leave behind that run here last week.
Brosnan, Frandy, then in the lucky last. As usual, Andy, let's just have a little bit of a summary, if you'll spin us through your selections for Dundalk one more time.
Yeah, obviously doing this card well in advance of the early morning prices. A little bit in the dark with regards to value, and there obviously might be one or two alterations and changes when I actually do Dundalk on the show on Friday evening. But as it stands, I thought Northern Surprise and Heavyweight were the two to look at in the first. In the best bet on the card is Oscar Dominguez in his first run in Nursery Company in the 6 o'clock. In the 6.30, trappy little maiden here, but I'd have to go with In Her Stride, who comes here off the back of a good run the last day. In the 7 o'clock, again, another race where there's not that many major contenders, but Alfonso certainly appeals to me to get the better of the disappointing hitherto at the moment, Twin Falls. In the 7.30, a real nasty one, but Reckless Lad continues in such good form, he's hard to overlook there. In the 8 o'clock, only really two that stand out here on recent form is Rock and Rosie and Presenting Julie, and I'll go with the former over the latter. In the 8:30, I'll take a chance at Angel's Gift. He proves upon that eye-catching run here over course and distance last time out. And in the final race, I do think Brosnan has got to go well here. He's going to get a good pace. He's drawn really well, and he's back to his winning distance as well.
Superb. Good work, Andy. Thank you very much. Good luck, and enjoy Dundalk on Friday evening.
Will do. Cheers, bud.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.